Press release. Neither the Bogota Statement nor the New York Declaration will be able to save the Jewish entity. While the policy of genocide and starvation in Gaza continues, with all its brutality in full view and hearing of the entire world, Turkey likewise continues its formal steps to confront the escalating public opinion reactions in Turkey. However, it did not sign the statement prepared by the Hague Group in the Bogota, the capital of Colombia, on July 15th to 16th, but in response to the reactions, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs claimed that the statement could be signed until September 20th. And Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan declared that they have reservations in the context of the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea. However, after the Gaza March organized in front of the headquarters of the Justice and Development Party in Ankara with the participation of tens of thousands of people on July 27, 2025, led by Hizb Tahrir, Turkey was forced to sign the statement with reservations. It is clear that this statement issued by the Hague Group, which was established by third world countries to save the reputation of the international order, is inapplicable. And although it has no binding force, Turkey being forced to sign the statement after 2 weeks is considered evidence of the extent of submission and servitude of the adopted foreign policy. Among other manifestations of this submission is by the signing of the New York Declaration announced by 16 countries, including the European Union, the Arab League, and Turkey. According to this declaration, the Mujahideen in Gaza were asked to lay down their weapons, leave Gaza, and hand over authority to the agent Abbas administration. To the extent that the French Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot said, for the first time, Arab countries and those in the Middle East condemn Hamas, condemn October 7th, call for the disarmament of Hamas, call for its exclusion from Palestinian governance, and clearly express their intention to normalize relations with Israel in the future. This declaration clearly revealed that America is using the regimes over our heads as governors for colonialism. In response to the reactions, Turkey signed the agreement with a reservation on the clause related to disarmament. Quote, let the weapons be laid down, but neither with a two-state solution or with reconciliation between the Palestinian factions. The peak of treason is the myth of the two-state solution. It is also claimed that many countries will announce their recognition of the State of Palestine during the United Nations meeting in September. There is no doubt that the establishment of an independent Palestinian state on the 1967 borders with East Jerusalem as its capital is an exposed lie, an illusion aimed at playing with the feelings of the Muslims. The truth is that the Jewish entity has not been able to get out of Gaza quagmire and has not yet tasted the awaited victory, which has cost hundreds of thousands of innocent Muslim lives, and even its patron America and the collaborating rulers in the region have not been able to save it from this disgrace. The treacherous rulers, who could not deliver even a cup of water to our brothers in Gaza, who were left homeless, unprotected, hungry, poor, and alone, and unfortunately working around the clock to protect their masters from the disbelieving Western countries and the Jewish entity that performs their dirty deeds. But no matter how much they try, this will be a sorrow in their hearts. And by the victory of Allah, they will be defeated in this world and the hereafter. They will suffer severe punishment.
وإذا رأيتهم تعجبك أجسامهم وإن يقولوا تسمع لقولهم كأنهم خشب مسندة يحسبون كل صيحة عليهم هم العدو فاحذرهم قاتلهم الله أنى يؤفكون.
And when you see them, their forms please you, and if they speak, you listen to their speech, as if they were pieces of wood propped up. They think every shout is against them. They are the enemy, so beware of them. May Allah destroy them. How are they deluded? Surah Al-Munafiqun, Ayah 4. Media Office of Hizb Tahrir in Wilaya, Turkey.